2 Corinthians chapter 11, we'll start at verse, I'll tell you what verse when we get there. She's going to be reading ahead of me. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I need to read this. I've been in church a long time, but I didn't find this scripture no more than maybe a few years ago, if that. And I understood, I'm going to start off with what Paul was telling us in Corinthians. Of course, it's a letter to the church in Corinth. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And verse 3, and forgive me for not having all the context right now, but you can read that in your own personal study time. But verse 3, he says, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety and his subtlety," I said it right, "so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." I want you to read it. I'll let you read it so we can understand what we're saying. Are y'all ready? Everybody there? It's on the screens if you're not. Let's read it together. Ready, read. So your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity. And Paul's talking, he said, "I fear by any means that the serpent," we know who the serpent is, right? We know the story about the serpent in the beginning, right? And I don't have to go over it again, but I will go over it again just so you can understand what's really going on there. It wasn't about somebody eating off a tree and a curse coming into the world. It was about somebody eating off a tree because they were choosing to think how they wanted to think other than what God wanted them to think. All right, and that brings it home a little lot closer, because how many times do we do the same? How many times do we choose a thought that's familiar to us than the thought that God has given to us? Listen to what I'm saying to you. How many times on a daily basis do we eat off the other tree? The other tree looks good, though. That, matter of fact, the scripture said in Genesis, I ain't got time to go, but it said it looked good to eat. The fruit was looking good for the eating. So it looked good, you're hungry. And you choose, now you've already been given instructions to not take off that tree. Because the day you eat off that tree is the day you're surely going to die. Yeah, this is what Father tells them. The day that you eat off the tree is the day you're going to die. In other words, there's no life, there's no reproduction in that tree. But we choose knowledge, and this is a good name too. The tree got a real good name, knowledge of good and evil. I mean, most of the stuff we do in the day trying to figure out what's good and evil. Your morals, amen. Everybody say morals. Well, how you tell your morals? How to tell you the difference between your morals? Good and evil. That's on that tree. We thought we were doing good choosing between good and evil. It's the right thing. It's the wrong thing. No, all that's on that tree. Paul said, "Wherever I do good, evil is present." What is he talking about? All that's on the tree. You can't have down without up. Huh? You can't have left without right. Hot, cold, right, right, right. These things are opposites that define each other. So are good and evil. So while you out here chasing good, they say, "Come here, good master." He say, "Ain't nobody good but God." You remember that? So now we're still on the, a lot of times we can still be on the tree, and the tree is confusing. Because sometimes what seems good ain't always good. And sometimes what seems evil is a necessary thing to be done. What do we choose? This is why this tree has no life in it. It wasn't a tree of life. The other tree was a tree of life. This tree was just knowledge. Of good and of evil. And so we spend our lives, let me give you something real quick. We spend our lives choosing between morals and not realizing who we are. Morality and holiness is not the same thing. Holiness, are y'all ready? Holiness is who you are. The Bible says, "Be ye holy." Be you holy. Be ye. We don't say ye right now, do we? No, we don't use the word ye, we say you. So I'm saying be yourself, be you, holy. Holy is who you are, right? Your morality comes from your holiness, but that's why we've been trying to be moral for so long and been failing miserably because we ain't know ourselves. We've been trying to work our phones and work our accounts and find our way to our homes when we have amnesia. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? So now what the law could not do, and that's weak through the flesh. I got to go through this for a minute. The law is weak through the flesh. So we're trying to do the right steps. We're trying to get this one right. Just when we got this one right, here come another one we got to get right. So we got to get this one right. And as soon as we try to get this one right, now we got to go back and get this one right. And then I forgot that the one I got right before ain't working right no more. So now I got to step back over there. Now I got to get my grace message. And now I got to get my love message. And now I got to find out the difference between praise. And I got to find out the difference between worship. Then I got to learn about faith. Then I got to find out about peace and joy. And it's a message for all of them. And now I'm chasing all these things trying to get my life together. Has it not felt confusing? Have you ever been to the point where you got one down? I finally figured out how to start loving people. So I feel. But now I done lost my joy trying to love them. Come on, y'all. Come on. Everybody say amen. I know we together in this. And so you ever seen them people at the circus, the magicians or whatever, the ones that do the tricks, they be spinning the plates on the little thing. They got the little thing, they spin the plates on it, then they go spin another one right here, and they spin it, and they got about five or six. That's us. Just trying to get it all together when you already are. Yes. Say, I already am.
Already.
Say it again. Say, I already am.
I already
one more time. Say, I already am.
I already.
Now, that's hard to understand because we didn't learn that at first. We didn't learn that at school. We learned at school, go get them grades because you can be somebody one day. What are we going to grow up to be? No, you was born something already. So now we're chasing morals and failing miserably because that's not where the life is. The life is in who you are, and you are holy. Say, I am
holy.
Now that's regardless of what you done. That's despite the mistake you might have just made before you got here. I don't care what you did do, you still are holy. Say, I am
holy.
Say it again. Say, I am
holy.
One more time. I am
holy.
That's regardless of you. God made you that way. The only time you act out of your name is when you're chasing another name. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. When you're chasing another identity. But I am holy. And so now if I realize who I am, then these things become easy. It's amazing. We focus on pleasing God. And Jesus only used the word please one time. And he said, everything I do, please the Father. He said, everything that I do, please the Father. I'm doing his will, so I'm pleasing him. God, I want to shake your foundation a little bit. Because sometimes we need to shake it so we can rebuild. God is already pleased with you. Well, I didn't ask y'all that. Put them back. God is already pleased with you. You ain't pleased with you, so you don't know. And who told you not to be pleased with yourself? Can we go back to the garden again? Yeah, he said, if you eat this fruit, surely you'll be like God. In the beginning, we made man in his image. In the image of man created him. From dirt, he made a man just like God. God, literally, it was literally said that he was made just like God. But you know, if you eat from this fruit, you'll be just like God. And so now the serpent, same one we're talking about right here in 2 Corinthians 11 and 3, has fooled and is fooling you to think you're something that you're not. So when I say God is already pleased with you, you're a little nervous because you think you've been living your life to please God. That's what Christianity is built on. Pleasing the Lord. Well, how can I send you somewhere to get something for me and I ain't gave you what you need to get it? Tell you, go to the store. I want you to go to the store. They got a watch down there that costs $50,000. Last time I used an example, I said 1,000, but I changed my mind. But how I'm going to tell you to go get it? There's one or two things going to happen. Either I'm going to give you what you need to get it, which means I'm going to give you the $50,000 plus tax, whatever it's going to be, right? To go ahead and get the watch so you can bring it back to me. I'll do what I sent you to do, or I'm going to make a thief out you. I ain't going to make a thief out you. I don't want to send you in there to steal. So now when I've sent you to earth, I sent you with everything you need. You ever bought a table from Walmart or something like that? And a desk or something, anybody? Anybody would put one together wrong because you were trying to do it on your own? I'm guilty. You don't want to read, or you think it looks simple. I know where these screws are. Then you end up with 511 screws left, you know what I'm saying, right? But usually when you get something, or you get something, you buy something or whatever, a lot of times they have the picture outside the box. You see the picture on outside the box. A lot of times that's the thing that make you want it. You sort of, oh, y'all can really put that in the corner right there, right? So now you done seen the picture in the box. It's convinced you to take it home. You done took it home. And where are the instructions? Oh, no, 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 no. No, they're not inside the package. No, they didn't come already inside. No, no, you had to go get some. You had to go to another aisle to get instructions. Huh? You had to go to another store. Well, they go to another store and they got the instructions. No, 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 no. No, no, the instruction. Lord, give us direction. The direction's on the inside of you. The manufacturer that made whatever it is that you bought saw the picture, knew what he wanted, made it like he wanted to make it, and gave instructions so that you cannot mess up his thing. So you can build it like I want you to build it. This is the purpose. This is the purpose of it. And if you don't build it like I build it, then it may look the part, but it may fall apart too. But the instructions are well. I can't hear you. Where are the instructions? Now you think a man can make a package better than God can make a package? So where are your instructions? Lo here. Where's the kingdom of God? Lo here. Lo there comes down without salvation. Where's the kingdom? Lo here. Lo there. No, the kingdom of God is God's way. The kingdom is God's way. God's way is in you. Matter of fact, not just in you, it is you. You are the way. So we have to shake the foundation of what we think. God is pleased already with you. You just ain't pleased with you because somebody fooled you. And so now you're chasing. You're chasing. You're chasing this stuff. And we're chasing all these things. And we're chasing all these ideas. And we're chasing and chasing because maybe one day if I get it, I'll be somebody. Who told you that? First thing God asked, who told you? He said, we hid because we was naked. Well, naked didn't exist. Naked didn't exist, clothes didn't exist. We hid because we was naked. Who told you was naked? Who told you you wasn't clothed? Who told you something was wrong with you the way that you were? So now the Lord told me that every time I see the word serpent, I see the word system. So beware. Put that scripture back up on the screen. I gotta do this. Beware. But I fear lest by any means as the system. It's a system. The knowledge of good and evil, all these different things, right? That we're trying to put in a system. Just when you think you got good together, evil show up. You ain't gonna tell nobody, but it's there, huh? Huh? Working in your member sometimes. The system beguiled Eve through his subtlety. Oh, subtlety. Everybody say subtlety. Who knows what it means to be subtle? Come on, I'm listening. Class. I'm listening. What does it mean to be subtle? You know, come on. I got you. I'm about to fool you. I'm about to fool you. I'm about to break you down. Now I'm about to trick you. Here come the trick. Pitchfork and flames, devil. Versus an angel of light. That's what the Bible called him. The Bible says he like an angel of light. He like the angel you think protecting you. It ain't screaming out the plan. It's subtle. I remember jumping into the ocean. I don't know what I was thinking. But I did it. I think there were some girls that jumped before me and I didn't want to look like they were braver than me. But anyway, here I am in the ocean. Use your imagination. And I got to jump off a boat. And I don't know what's in the water. Just by faith. Then I really didn't have faith. I had faith. But then I didn't have faith because I was asking the Lord to protect me in something that I did on my own. That's funny, but there's a word in it. And, you know, I'm like, anything, this is not where you made me. You didn't create me to be in this water like this. So I don't... Am I out your will? So I just start stroking back to the boat. But as I'm in the water, amen, I got a flashback. As I'm in the water, the way the ocean does is, if anybody's ever been in the ocean, the way the ocean does it, it does like this. And you jumped out the boat right there. And I really jumped out the boat right there. I really wanted to jump out the boat and hold on to the boat. I wanted to keep my hand. I can swim. Yeah, I can swim. But I just, there's some different places for me. It's not a pool. But, you know, you're going in. Then you get to talking, because now you're brave a little bit, because you stayed out here, ain't nothing grabbed you yet. Now you're talking noise. Hey, look at the water, feel good. Ha ha. Ha ha. Hey, splash the water, blah, blah, right? We're having fun. And before you know it, we've gotten caught up in what we were doing, and the wave subtly took us, and I'm way over yonder. You use the word yonder, right? I'm way over yonder, and the boat way over there. I turn around and see the boat. And I look around at everybody else. I say, all right, y'all. And I start stroking back towards the boat. Because I'm not trying to get too far away from the boat at the time. You get what I'm saying? Right. But I didn't even know I was going that far. Wow. It wasn't a thunderstorm. It wasn't no waves crashing. No, it was just. And before you know it, when I looked up, I was way off of where I should have been. I was way off of where my safety was. Everybody say subtlety. See, subtlety is just because it's real. Serpents are serpents, snakes, little snakes in real life. They're real subtle. They're some of the most efficient killers and hunters there are. Right? There you see, you don't be walking around and just seeing snakes out in the road. Oh, that look at snakes down the road. No, it's in the grass, sitting still. A lot of times they're running from you because they don't want you to step on them. Right? Unless you get them crazy ones that'll be on National Geographic and stuff, right? But they're hidden and they're hiding. They only come out at a certain time. Oh, they there. They be there. They be under a lot of the ground you walking on. But they just under. They ain't gonna pick their head up until they real subtle. Right? They'll let you stand there thinking it's not there. You're standing there for the longest thinking it's not there. You think you're good and scot-free. And ain't no poison next to you where you're standing because you think you're scot-free.
Come on.
Subtle. Everybody say subtle.
Subtle.
So put the scripture back up. So now, with it subtlety. So that your minds would be corrupted. There's a lot in this scripture now, and I got somewhere else to go. But there's a lot in here. That your minds be corrupted. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. In order for my mind to be corrupted, it must have been something before it got corrupted. My mind must have been something else before it was corrupted or changed or distorted to something else. It must have been the right way before it's corrupted. Corruption is from the right way.
Yes, sir.
That your minds be corrupted. And this is the one. This is the one. It could have said corrupted from all the principles and guidelines that are in Christ Jesus. Or corrupted from all the laws and the rules and the steps that you need to take to be right with the Father. But no, this thing says, so your minds should be corrupted from the what? Simplicity. Everybody say simplicity. That is where. So then you're telling me now if I go back to me, in Christ is simplicity? Nah, that can't be true. Because I learned work in the name of Jesus. Come on, y'all give me work in the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Become a toil, become a duty, become heavy. You don't want to say amen in here because we're at church and you don't, but you know. And it's like you seem like you're doing a lot of work and not a lot of increase coming after. Come on, can I get an amen in the church? You see, I'm doing a lot, I'm praying every day. What's wrong? I be at prayer all the time. I should be getting more. Corrupted from the, what was the root word of simplicity? Simple. Everybody say it's simple. Come on, say it again. Say it's simple. Come on, say it again. Say it is simple. Come on, say it, Lord. Just say life is simple. Now, I know you might be saying it because I'm telling you to repeat after me, but I want you to say it with a little conviction from your own as if you believe right now. I'm going to convince you in a second. But as if you believe, I want you to say life is simple. Come on, say I am simple. Listen, watch. From the simplicity that is in where? Christ. So in Christ, if I am in Christ, he who is in Christ is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So if I am in Christ, everybody say in Christ.
In Christ.
Come on, say it again. Say in Christ.
In Christ.
Not around Christ, not looking at Christ, not trying to find Christ, not trying to get Christ. Everybody say in Christ.
In Christ.
It's important to understand that. In Christ is simplicity. Everything that you deal with that has become hard or difficult, or you have to keep trying and hard and toiling and toiling and toiling, somewhere Christ ain't involved. Somewhere you are not in there for the simplicity that is in Christ. Now that don't sound right now, but it's in the Bible. So look, is it in your Bible? Is it in your Bible? Anybody got like a Bible? Like I know because y'all say, well, they got it on that screen. We don't know. Look at your Bible. It's in there. Ain't it in there? Come on. So I'm not lying. It's in your holy Bible, right? That means in Christ is simplicity. Say it.
In Christ is simplicity.
Say it again.
In Christ is simplicity.
Now get the word simplicity. Say, in Christ is simple.
In Christ is simple.
You got to convince yourself of this now. Listen to me, Charles. You listen to me? You got to convince yourself of this. In Christ
it's simple.
I got to talk to myself about that a few days. I got to make that a part of my confession a few days to change, renew my mind. To change my mind because it's been hard.
That's good.
But in Christ. So if in Christ is simple, but the things I'm out here dealing with seem difficult and it takes forever, even though it don't take God that long to do nothing.
Right.
How you going to build a whole world in 7 days and it takes you forever to get that prayer you're trying to pray for? He made you. He made you. I mean, just as quick as they said in the Bible, as quick as he made you.
Yes, sir.
You. He made you. You're the biggest miracle that is. I know y'all don't understand me. You do know that, right?
Yes,
you know that you are the biggest miracle that is.
Yes.
While you're trying to be out here and get miracles, you are the miracle.
Yes.
Don't ever think that a situation is bigger than you. All this stuff is cool and all these walks and these titles. No, but you're the apple of God's eye. We don't realize that because we are simple. Everybody say simple.
Simple.
We don't realize that because we keep treating him like a boss and not like a relative. So we don't relate. Relative root word of relatives relate. We don't relate because we don't treat him like we can. We don't treat him like a father. And sometimes we have father issues on our physical life, so now we have father issues with the father. But Jesus says in Matthew, he said, don't call no man on earth your father. That's some strong words. Why is he saying that? Why he say don't call no man on earth your father? Because you limit yourself to that man on earth. You got your father. Are y'all listening to me? But sometimes we don't call him a father. So we don't call him a father. So we're not in Christ. So we don't think we're sons. We believe we're servants. We're out there trying to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord till I die. Are you ever going to be a son before you die? I got to sit here for a minute because in Christ is simple. And I want to keep saying that for me. You say, well, go preach something. No, I ain't preaching nothing else because you ain't got that one. Go preach another word. No, get that one right quick. In Christ is simple. Say,
in Christ
is simple. Say it again.
In Christ
is simple. And it's almost hard for you to say a little bit, ain't it? Like you're saying it by faith because we at church and we learn how to repeat after me. We got that one down. Don't repeat after me. We got that one down. And so you're saying it because we're here together. But I want you to know that in Christ is simple when you're at your house and we ain't repeating after each other.
That's right. That's right.
When ain't nobody else there with you, you really need to understand that in Christ
is simple.
And the next time that difficult thing comes up, you better find out where you in. And so somewhere, let's go to Matthew chapter 11. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 11. Somewhere in the process of our upbringing or our molding of our minds or who we think we are, what we should be doing, somewhere we picked up this difficulty. We picked up this work. And I'm prone for not being lazy. So don't try to translate it over to, I need to just go lay down. No, that's not what they're saying. You need to know who you are. And who you are makes what you do easier. You don't hear me. You need to know who you are. And who you are makes what you do easy. As a matter of fact, what you do comes from who you are. See, the problem is we've been trying to do these things to be somebody when you're already somebody, so do these things. You remember the message Apostle preached? It's about a year or so, maybe a couple years back. Being, doing, and having. When the last time you heard it? When the last time you went over that one? That's being, doing, and having. That's the order. So we've been trying to get, and we've been trying to do so we can be somebody. And you've been failing. Wrong direction. Come on, wrong direction. Come on, I'm going to say it again. Wrong direction.
Wrong
direction. Now, we didn't come to the church. We didn't got born again. We didn't submitted our lives to Christ. So we're in the right vehicle, but we're going in the wrong direction. You know, all cars have a drive and a reverse on it. And if you're supposed to be going this way and you choose that off, you're in the right car, but you're just going the wrong way. Direction is everything. So now, here's Jesus. So now I think y'all know what Jesus' message was. And I think we know sometimes, and that's cool. He came to redeem us and he came to die for our sins. He really came to die as us and to show us how to be redeemed. His lifestyle was showing us a different identity. I want to do what my father, like the will of my father, right? And then he said, the works that I do can, who can do them? The works that I do shall. He that believed on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than he. They thought Jesus was coming to, he the one, Jesus the one, he the one we've been prophesying about, the one we've been waiting for all these years. He's the one that come to change the whole system. And when he get here, the thing he starts saying is, it's in you. Do y'all understand the magnitude of what Jesus was saying? Of all the things he could preach and all the messages that he can have and all the things that he could touch on, he starts talking to you about you and telling you that it's on the inside of you. But we let the things on the outside and these other conversations, these other messages fool us and bring us back to the systemized way of thinking. And so we're always stuck on the system. The system does not want you to win. The system wants you to be a slave to it. The system wants you just to get enough to think you somebody, but then as soon as you start smelling yourself, rug from under your feet. That's the system. It ain't never got enough for what you're really trying to do, right? You can work diligently in the system, and it's like a treadmill. You never make any progress. Amen. You never make any progress because we keep doing the system, system, the system, system, and the system keep fooling me, and it start telling me what I'm supposed to be. Well, you know, if you get a million, you'll be somebody then. And they come snatch your million. Well, you know, if you get this, then you'll finally be on that level to be somebody. I already am. Say it. The next thing that comes to you and try to take you out of your name or call you out of your name or make you depression and oppression and confusion and self-esteem issues. The next time that comes up, you tell them, I already am. I know I already am loved by a father. Are y'all understand when this next time that this lack tries to come to you, and I don't care if you're looking at the account online, I don't care if you feel nothing in your pockets, that does not matter. I already am.
I already am.
These things do not make me, they come from me. Jesus' whole message. I know Matthew 6. I know we had 11. Matthew 6. He starts praying the most amazing praise. When you pray, pray like this. In Matthew 6 and 9. I ain't got time to go through it because that's a whole other message. But the Our Father prayer is an identity prayer. It's not an accent for stuff prayer. It's an identity prayer. The Bible talks about we pray, but we pray amiss. Like we ask amiss, like we're missing when we're praying. Like we're praying for things, but we're missing. Because really what you should be praying for is, Lord, reveal to me more of my identity. Because all the stuff going to come out your identity. All the answers are in the answer, which is you. We ain't got time. Go to 33. I stayed up for the longest. Verse 31. We'll start verse 31. I'm sorry. Verse 31. And at the end of verse 30, say, O ye of little faith, wherefore if God so clothe, verse 30, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, which other words, it really ain't got that much of a purpose, shall he not much more clothe you? O ye of little what?
Faith.
Faith. O ye of little faith. Verse 31, he said, therefore, take how much thought? How much? No, you can take a little bit. 50%. 50% of your thought need to be on this. Come on, 25% of your thought need to be on this and 75% on Jesus. How much thought did it tell you to take?
No.
I can't hear y'all.
No.
Oh, no thought. And it's Jesus talking, right? Right, so I know he know what he's talking about, right? All right, so let's decide that we're going to be obedient right now. Look at me right quick. Let's make a decision right now. I want to look at a solemn assembly. And let's make a decision right now. Are we going to be obedient right now? It's easy to be church folks. But now they say to be obedient unto death. They say we're going to be obedient right now. And the obedience, so he says this. Therefore, take what? Saying what we going to eat. And what we going to drink. What kind of clothes we getting? Or how even are we going to be clothed? Verse 32, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of how many of these things? All of them. So he already know. What you've been praying for, he already know. Oh, so you done prayed for that to be taken care of and he already knew it. Oh, you're praying the wrong thing if you know already. You're wasting your prayer. How many prayers you done prayed that wasn't answered? I'll wait. You say, I don't know. It's just, I didn't wait upon the Lord. No, 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 that ain't what that scripture for. And he really, they that wait upon the Lord is in you. You're just waiting on yourself. There's one person that we've left out of all equations, and it's you. You prayed to ask the Father, which you thought he was up there. You prayed and asked the Father, although he's omnipresent. We say that all the time. He's omnipresent and he's everywhere, but we, some reason we're looking up there for him. We watch this. We prayed, and I'm just doing it for example, to ask the Father to fix our problem, and we stand back and let him do it. And that ain't how it works. Something is left out of the equation. Matter of fact, the answer is left out of the equation. When you ask him to do that, that's never going to happen. How many prayers you prayed to ask the Lord to do something and he didn't really do it? Right? He didn't do it, but it's not that he didn't do it. It's already done. But it's already done in you, but you haven't included yourself. You left yourself out. You left yourself already. You left yourself out. You leave you out. You thought something was better than you. He gonna do it better than me. He gonna use you to do it. You the way you gonna get it done. And so for over years and years, we've left ourselves out of the equation, and that's why it hasn't been simple. Jesus come in and saved the day. What was that on the cross? What was that he already did? What was that resurrection? And then he says, it is finished. What is this? What is this gospel that we preach? Is it done or is it not done? Is it finished or is it not finished? And if it is finished, and if it is done, and if the price is already paid for, why you keep paying out your pocket? Why you keep looking for another form of payment? We've left ourselves out. You're going to be the answer to your situation. Him, the Holy, they're not coming in and swooping in and doing it. They're going to do it through you. I'm just telling you right now. Now, you can figure it out. You can come to the conclusion of that when you want to. You say, well, I don't believe him tonight. Well, you don't have to believe me tonight. You can come to the conclusion when you want to. But I'm guaranteeing you that that is the way that God intended for it to be. For your heavenly Father know that you have need of how many of these things? Well, verse 33, this is our favorite. It's our favorite, so we'll read it together. Ready, read. We're going to break the scripture down and say but. And then seek, it means go seek what you're searching for something, right? Seek, then what does ye mean? Oh, so who you seek first? But seek you first, the kingdom of God. Oh, so you thought you were going to look for something. Okay, but hold on. Okay, y'all with me? If you're with me, say amen real loud. Because I don't have to go to a certain scripture. They say, where's the kingdom of God? They say, it coming out with observation. They say, lo, here, no, there, the kingdom of God is well. I can't hear you. What Jesus said? The kingdom of God is well. Within. Say within me. Within. Say it loud, within me. Within. So if the kingdom of God, the same kingdom of God right here, is on the inside of you and is within you, then seek you first, the kingdom of God. Like you are the kingdom of God. So before you go asking all these questions or going to try to go get your identity from all these other things, seek you first. Yeah. Why would you get the package? Look, The package got the instructions on the inside.
Yes, sir.
Why are we going to look somewhere else for the instructions? If it's already on the inside of the package. Okay, just in case you didn't catch that, you the package. Just in case you didn't catch that part, you the package. And it's already on the inside of you. I sent you here on a mission. We don't know we're on a mission either. I don't know what we thought we was here, but the day that you were born, maybe not even the day of born, the day you were conceived, you were sent on a mission. And you have everything, all things that pertain unto life and godliness on the inside of you for the mission that you were sent for. But seek you first. Seek you. Tell the truth. That's the last place we're looking, huh? Come on, you looked all over the place. Looking for love in all the wrong places. We done looked everywhere. We done read books. And we done went to classes. And we done went to seminars and services. We done switched churches. We done got degrees. Come on, y'all. We done all these things. The last place we look been laying there sleeping with us. It's been there since we knew something was there. Like it's been there since we had some consciousness. So seek you first. And then it describes who you are, the kingdom of God. I want to make sure I break that down. So that means, that doesn't mean you go and look for something somewhere else. Because remember the kingdom of God as well. And Jesus made it clear. He said, low here, low there. Nope, the kingdom of God is within you. So now when it says go seek you. It don't go seek you somewhere else. No. Go seek you first. Well, when first. Not last, not second chance, not honorable mention, not when the other things didn't work. And I understand if the other things didn't work. So just come back to your first love. Seek you first. Wouldn't that make things easy? Wouldn't it be simple if you knew who you were and you knew you woke up with the answer before you prayed? No, before you got holy or whatever. Before you got over there in the right, you woke up with the answer. The answer's not dependent on the cloud. You are the cloud. Oh, y'all listen to me. So seek you first, the kingdom of God, and in his righteousness, right standing with God. And all these, huh? How many of them? And what's the process between me and these things? What are they going to do? They're added. You know what addition is, right? Right, addition is not going to grab it or going to take it or going to look for it or going to find it or going to conquer it or going to earn it. They're going to be added. Added, they didn't say earn it, and they'll be earned by you. No, these things shall be added where? Unto you, that same you that you seek first. But this system has rocked us. Be rocking right now. And has deceived us and put us in another place and made us think that something else was going to give us identity. And so we're looking everywhere except here. You're the mystery. That's why it's hidden mysteries. Where's it hidden at? In the dirt? Who the dirt? You? What did he put the treasures at? The treasures. When the treasures is deep. The treasures, all right, is either going deep in the ground or deep in the water. You both of them. Out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. You're both of them. Right? You're made out of, you're both of them. So the treasure is never sitting on the surface. It's never sitting on the steps. It's never walking, it's in the deep. So it's hidden on the inside of you. See, you're the only mystery that the enemy can't decode. I don't know if y'all hearing me right now. You're the only mystery that the enemy can't decode. See, he can't decode. He tries to fool you, so he starts saying stuff to you. He starts saying little stuff and try to get you to spill the beans. Or try to get you to say something about your character. So he try to fool you. That's a deception. That's why he couldn't force Eve to eat. He couldn't force Adam to eat. He had to convince them that the Eden was good. can't just jump on you and do what he want to do. So I got to convince you to use your own power against yourself. And I got to convince you to stand somewhere other than where you should be standing. And I got to convince you to look for something other than yourself. It's simple. Everybody say it's simple. But why is it so difficult? Well, our consciousness has been cluttered with every kind of information under the sun. And our consciousness has been cluttered with everything else. And so we've submitted to that type of system. And we're walking around not even knowing who we are. So it's difficult. And it's hard. And we got trauma. And we got problems. The ones that we don't even talk about. Only because we don't know who God called us to be from the beginning. He never changed his mind. I'll say it again. He never changed his mind. No, I'll say it again. He started telling them what's going to happen, and a woman is going to happen to you, a man is going to happen to you, then you got to leave the garden. But he never said, let me take my spirit back. These were just consequences of the choices that we were making. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sowed, that's what he's going to reap. That means what we sow, we reap. That means whatever we're reaping is because we've sown it. Are y'all understanding me? That means we've made our lives. But seek first the kingdom of God and his right standing. You're already in right standing with the Father. And all these things shall be added unto you. Don't that sound easier than what we've been doing? I can't hear y'all. Y'all act like y'all had it already. Hey, I just do sound easy. No, do it sound easy or not? Way easy. So then Matthew 11, go over here. Come on, come on, go ahead. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. And I ain't got time to read everything that I want to read. Matthew 11, I'll just start off at verse 25. And it says, at that time, Jesus answered and said to him, and I don't have the context, you have to read the context. Please, in your own personal time, go read Matthew 11. It's pretty dope. And you'll like it, so just read the whole chapter. But verse 25, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou is. Oh, he hit him. Where's hidden at? Where's hidden at? Where's it hidden at? Don't you ain't forgot already, huh? It's hidden in the scriptures. No, who the scripture? You. It's hidden in the word. Well, who the word? You. You the word. Well, John 1, John 1 said the word is made flesh. Right then that precedent was set. Yeah. And then it really was set in the same Genesis that the serpent beguiled them, because it said, God said, let us make man. You say what? You say what?
Word.
What are things that come out your mouth when you're talking? Word. Oh, word. So when he said, let us make man in our image and our likeness, he was a word and he spoke it into existence. You are the living word. And Jesus was just trying to come and show you who you are and how to function like you really made. Heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent. Now you think you got wisdom and you walk around with the answer right there. And has revealed them unto what? Babes. And I ain't talking about no babes, like no pretty women and like that. I'm talking about babes, babies. So you be clear. Hidden the babes. No. Looking for the wrong thing. Listen, hidden in the babes. The little babies. There's something about a little baby. My little niece Chloe is cute as ever. Ain't got nothing to worry about. She got to use it. She just use it. Bow, and it come out and shoot off like a shotgun. And Chloe's funny because Chloe will cough and use the bathroom at the same time. Oh! She ain't got to worry about nothing. She just got to make a little noise to get them. She's going to come clean them up. When she hungry, she's fidgeting a little bit, and she get. But you know, even when she's going to get to walking around with her, but it's not a lot of things that she has to be concerned about. had this movie I watched called this movie I watched years back called Baby Genius. Has anybody ever seen that movie? Y'all ain't never seen it. Okay, don't worry about it. It's called Baby Genius, and what it was about, and I really think this is true to an extent, but I can't prove it by science, so I just don't be telling people because they're going to think I'm crazy. But the little babies were walking around, they were talking to each other. And the babies knew more about how things worked than the big people. They just didn't have the faculty. They weren't tall enough to reach things. I didn't have the faculties to get the things, but you know, the babies are closer to God than we are. You were because you just came from the oven. Right? And they will be running around and doing stuff when everybody ain't looking and flipping. They just got astronomical strength and they just doing all kind of stuff. But some people walk in the room, then they be talking to each other, but don't nobody know what they're talking about. So we think they goo goo gaga, but they're really talking about you. And if you watch them babies sometime, they'll say something and then look at you. And then, yeah. real talk, right? But there's a certain age they got to and it started to fade away. Like it literally started fading, and then the baby turned into a normal human being. He didn't have the power that he had no more because he's gotten too smart as a system is concerned. So, but there's some things that rarely do you see a baby stressed. The baby say, man, I'm having an issue. I can't sleep at night. No, it's just chilling. The only stress a baby might get is stress the parents might put on them, but not doing what they're supposed to do. But if a father is doing what they're supposed to do, and the parent is doing what they're supposed to do, we know God our Father is always doing what he's supposed to do. He made the whole situation. Then at the babies, they don't have no stress. They ain't worried about nothing. Everything they need is already there. It's going to show up for them. They're not overly concerned. They're not afraid. Them little kids, you tell them jump off, and they're going to jump off. All the faith. Except you become as a little child. Jesus started talking about, except you become as a little child. You won't understand. You won't enter to the kid. You won't enter into yourself. I'm not saying go and stop paying your bills. Or go off and start. I'm not saying that. Your consciousness of the way the system works needs to change. And it's very simple. It's just in that same in Matthew 6. But it's very simple. It's just you got to seek you first. Seek the kingdom of God that you are first. Stop thinking that you're somebody separate. Stop letting the system clutter your mind and think that you're not good enough. There's a statement I made, and it helped me because when we get over here talking about I am, and that I already got it, and that I'm the answer, then the first thing we all start thinking about is, you know, I might get biggity. I got to stay humble. Amen. Is it all in me? Is it just me? Like what? I can't just be trusting in me. Well, here's a statement. I am who I am through I am. Say it.
I am who I am through I am.
Say it again.
I am who I am through I am.
One more time.
I am who I am through I am.
That deals with all high-mindedness. I am who I am. I can keep my confidence and not be high-minded. That one statement allows me to keep my full and complete and utter confidence and not be high-minded. Because I am who I am through I am. Verse 26, even so, Father, for it seemed good in our sight. Verse 27, all things, how many things?
All.
Are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. That means in order to know the Father, you better recognize yourself as a son. I can't hear you. In order to recognize him as your Father, you need to recognize yourself as a son. Do you realize every time Jesus said Father, he automatically was called himself Son at the same time? And every time he called himself a son, he was automatically calling him his Father at the same time? In the same statement, he was immediately speaking identity. So don't nobody know the Father except the Son. That means if you're not being a son, you really won't know. It didn't say nobody know the Father but the servant. What color these words are? I just want to understand so y'all know my trail ain't coming up with something. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Verse 28, so Jesus starts talking, right? And he says, come unto me. So come here. Come unto me. Come here. Come over here and unfold like me. Like when you look up the word come in the Greek, and it says to unfold, to come to light. for something to be opened up. So open up unto me. All y'all that labor and are heavy laden, come on, raise your hands, this is me. Raise your hand up in here, because you on the list. All y'all, my church, that labor, did you go to work today? If you didn't go to work, did you do some work today? Is it just, did you work in? And are heavy laden. I'm laden, I don't know what laden is, but it is laid on you. And I will give you rest. So come here, get some of this rest. Come on, say, come here, get some of this rest. Do it again. Say, come here and get some of this rest. Come over here and get some of this. Come over here. John 5:39 starts talking about it. He said the same thing. He said, search the scripture, in them you think you have eternal life. That's what you've been looking for. That's why you got saved. That's why you got born again. That's why you prayed the prayer for eternal life. You would not want to serve the Lord. No, you wanted to go to heaven because they told you hell was hot. I'd be trying to tell people, just tell the truth. It's okay. Search the scripture, in them you think you have eternal life. He says, and they were testified of me. So now we took them off the page and took them to a person. Right? But then the next story he said, but you won't come to me. You won't come to me. That you might inherit life. You won't come to me. So here he's going, come here. You're working hard, you're tired. You're working harder than your results. Oh, that one's hit home right there, huh? Yeah, you're like, well, I ain't that tired. I took a little nap today. Okay, cool. But you know. But you know it ain't showing up like the much work you're putting in. Yeah, that's right. You I know you hear the scripture, he was sowing sparingly, reaping sparingly, but you say, I've been sowing heavily and I've been reaping sparingly. What's going on? Oh, you're laboring heavy laden, and I'm gonna give you rest. Verse 29, he's telling me to do something. This is how he's going to give it to you. This is how he done gave it to you. Does that change it? This is how he gave it to you, right? See, I already got it. See, Jesus was already on it, but he had to talk to you the way you understood because you thought you didn't have something. So come here. And I'm going to give you some rest because you've been working hard. Right? Then he says, verse 29 says, take my yoke, take it. I thought he going to give it to you, but you got to take it. I'm going to give you, but take it. And he says something, I'm going to read it quick, and then I'm going to go back to the beginning. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Oh, you'll find rest. He's going to give you rest. No, you're going to find rest. Huh? You're going to discover the rest. If you don't discover it, then you'll always need me to keep giving you something. You'll always need a handout when the hand already out. Are y'all understand what I'm saying? So I gotta let you discover it. So this is what you do. I'm gonna give you rest, but watch this. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. Learn of me. Take my yoke upon you. Take the way I'm walking. Take the way I'm plowing. Take the way I'm doing and learn of me. Learn like me. Learn to be like me. Take my yoke upon you and learn. And on you, take my yoke upon you. Stop putting the yoke on somebody else. You. Is that no group effort? Not no couples project. It's you. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Now watch this. Now what he said. What you about to learn? Oh, watch this. What are you about to learn? I'm meek and lowly in heart. That means I'm meek. I got the power to bow and meek shall inherit the earth. He said, I'm meek. I got the power to tear it all down, but I know when to use it. Right? And I'm lowly heart. Lowly heart just means I'm humble. I'm totally humility. Not, oh, I'm low. No, humility. You can stand up and declare the works of the Lord and command things to be what they be and be as humble as ever. Because humility only means that I totally depend on the Father. I am who I am. Say it. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and then you, gonna find rest for your own soul. You will find rest for your own soul. So I done gave it to you. Come over here. Because I'll give it to you, but you got to find it. And where is that? Calm down. Calm down for a minute. Stop letting the people lie to you. We have so many things that do lie. Huh? There are so many things, dude. Our upbringing, our background. We done made a couple mistakes in school. We got a couple strikes on our record. We a certain color, and now they done told us I'm a man, I'm a woman, and they holding me back over here. And all these things are this big weave that the enemy is trying to weave again to make the veil all over. Don't let him do it to you. Take my yoke upon you and learn it from me. That's a whole nother message right there. For I'm meek and lowly in heart. And you'll find rest unto your souls. Verse 30. He lying. According to us, he lying. Oh, yeah. According to the way we function, he lying. Don't you call Jesus? I'm not calling him a lie. That's not true. That's not true. Jesus was playing when he said that one. He didn't mean that for me. He was talking about somebody else. Somebody else better than me. Well, who better than you? Who are better you than you? That got to be a joke. The way we function, I'm saying. That's got to be a joke. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So he had to just be adding that in, but that really wasn't a part that we were supposed to take up on us. He says, for my yoke is what?
Easy.
What easy mean? Simple like that, because, yeah, come on, let's go back into the message. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Come on, who said simple? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, come on. It's simple. For my yoke is easy. And my burden. What is going on with us? Why has it been hard? Why has it been heavy? Why has it been turmoil? Maybe we've learned somebody else other than Jesus. I can go scripture after scripture that Jesus' whole message will tell you that it's simpler than you making it. And you let the system be over and over again. Mary, Martha, Martha, thou comest by much serving. But how many things is needful? One thing. How many? No, 10. 12, 25, 33. One thing is needful. And then he says Mary has chosen that one thing. How she chose it? Well, she wasn't up doing nothing in the kitchen or wasn't working. How did she choose it then? She chose it by sitting down. Sit down. Sit down at Jesus' feet and learn of him. Sometimes you just need to sit down. Sit down. And learn of him. And then when you do get up, you're going to get up and do it easy. Because you didn't learn who you were. Sit down. Everybody say sit down. Look at your neighbor. Tell him sit down. I know y'all always sit down. Look, sit down. Look. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. I'm not about to pray. I got a minute left. I'm about to use that minute. Stand up. Stand up fast so I don't have to use my minute. Stand up fast. Don't use my minute all slow. Get up. Stand up. Look at your neighbor and then follow instructions. Look at your neighbor and tell him sit down. Follow instructions. See, look. Look. Come on, y'all. I got 50 seconds. Stand up. Stand up. I got 50 seconds. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on. Now I need you. See, this is why it takes so long for manifestation. Because you were like, sit down. I want you to look at your neighbor and I want you to tell him what I tell you to tell him and I want you to follow instructions. Immediately when you are given the instructions, you follow the instructions. Learn of me. Are y'all ready? Look at your neighbor. I'm going to be your neighbor right now. Look at your neighbor and tell him, sit down, sit down. All y'all know y'all sit down when you want rest. Sit down and learn. Let him show you who you are. Just stop talking. You stop talking. Stop asking all them questions. Listen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Stand up real quick. Again.